notes. And Francie, I'm surprised you didn't make somebody else your Twitter friend of the week, who came up with the Ed McMahon and the Tim Cornwell show.
Hi-oh!
And who would that be, Francie?
Big Fatty!
At Big Fatty! BigFattyOnline.com!
Tweet on there? Oh my god!
Francie, if you don't know, was is now the 2020 number two fan of the BFO.
Oh, I'm number three.
Oh, you're number three. That's right. That's right. So,
and you know what number three is?
What's that?
One and two.
A shirt? Together. I was about to say a shirt.
Yes.
All right.
Big Fatty, wherever you are.
Yes, yes. Number three for Shart Week. Shart Week's coming up on the BFO. If you don't listen to Big Fatty Online, you have to give it a listen. So congratulations, Francie, on being drawn out of the colostomy bag.
Yes. I was one lucky POS.
Yes. All right, all right.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Congratulations on being drawn out of Big Fatty on Colostomy Bag.
Hi-yo!
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3286 of the BFO for Thursday, the 28th. Of January 2021, y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I got lots more number one fan entries, and can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, because it's a big one. Hello, Mooney's Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you Moonies today. You know why you Moonies? I bet you do. I bet you do. Big Fatty, I bet you should tell us. You are Moonies today because, y'all, today's the full moon. The full moon. The crazies come out. Everything turns to hell in Walnut Hills. And, y'all, you know, if it wasn't COVID, the gentleman callers would be banging on Big Fatty's. Big Fatty, we don't need to hear what they would be banging on. Please save us the details. Yeah, Gussie, now y'all, it's that time of year, time to get your entry in for the number one fan contest of the BFO for 2021. Y'all, the deadline is Friday the 4th of February at 5 p.m. in the evening Eastern. You know, that's the only time zone that matters. And y'all, that's just a week from tomorrow. So y'all, it's so simple. All you have to do is send Big Fatty an e-letter, and an e-letter only, to ruined@bigfattyonline.com. And y'all put number one fan contest in the subject line, and then in 25 words or less, tell me why you want to be the number one fan. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what you say. One entry per person, and y'all, I'll put you in the colostomy bag, and then on halftime of the Superb Owl on the 7th of February, y'all, I'll name the number one, number two, and number three fans. Y'all, it's that easy. Get off your ass and do it. It's true, y'all. It has been raining, raining like cats and dogs. Big Fatty, I didn't see the puppy dogs and the kitty cats raining. Yes, they were. y'all started raining on two, I say, Tuesday night. And y'all, it was raining all day long. All morning long, y'all, I got up, y'all woke up quite early, a little after 6 a.m. in the morning, and I was up and at 'em before 7 a.m. in the morning. Y'all, Miss Gail King has been quarantined at home because there was an outbreak of the coronavirus in the studio, so they all are hiding out at home again. So she was just gonna take a little nipple break, as they say. There was an abundance of caution, they said. And y'all, I didn't wanna have anything really for Brofka's, because I was going to see Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive, at lunchtime. And so, y'all, I had my coffee, did my Sudoku. Y'all, it was a number two. Oh, Big Fatty, we don't need to hear about number two puzzle today. And I didn't have any problem at all. Sometimes the number two gives me a fit. Just gives me a fit. But anyway, y'all went and had a lovely, just a lovely lunch. By the way, Tuesday night, y'all, I didn't really do anything except catch up on some things on the TV machine. And y'all, did you hear old Crooked Hat asking if Big Fatty watched The Chase? Now, y'all, I have talked about The Chase on this little show, so it tells me that he's unsubscribed. Yes, Big Fatty, do you blame him? But y'all, it's a good show. Anyway, what was I saying? I was saying that after, y'all, at lunch, I had the Southwest Burger sans the guacamole, because, you know, the guacamole might as well be served in a baby's diaper, because that's what looks like goes in a baby's diaper. Big Fatty! But, y'all, after lunch, I went to the Von's East. Yes, Big Fatty! Yes, everybody, we hear it, we hear it. Y'all, this is a long receipt. Gonna get right into it. They had the Cheez-Its on sale, so I got a couple of boxes of those. And, y'all, I had a coupon for them also. Y'all, I picked up some beer. Sometimes the Friday at Fatty's group likes to have a little beer, so it was on sale. Y'all, I picked up some Mexicorn, because, y'all, I'm gonna make cone bread probably next week. To go with chili, they've got that garden salad with the Mikado ginger dressing. It was on sale, so I got that. Y'all, I got a box, not a box. I got a bottle of extra Mikado dressing because it's so good. Y'all gonna make me some soup, so I got some Mac stick carrots. Y'all, I picked up something, some waffle and pancake mix that's keto friendly. So evidently the carbs are low. I just have been having an urge for some pancakes. Y'all, they had the good, cashews, salt and pepper cashews on sale. Buy one, get one free. Got a couple of those. Got some lettuce shreds, cause y'all, I'm gonna have, tacos. It's gonna be Taco Friday, this week. Y'all, they had the Manwich sauce on sale, so I got a couple of cans of that. Y'all, they had the M&M's on sale. Y'all, I wanted to get the dark chocolate peanut, but they didn't have those, so I got the brownie and the regular peanut. Y'all, they had the good sourdough English muffins, buy one, get one free, so I got one of those. Y'all had a coupon for a bag of organic cheese. Got that. Y'all got these crunchy fruits, freeze-dried fruits. So I got the strawberries and the cinnamon apples. They will buy one, get one free. Y'all picked up a couple of lemons for my soup. Y'all had to have some milk to make the cone bread. Y'all, they had the tater tots. The tater tots were on sale. Buy one, get one free. Got one of those. Picked up a couple of things of chicken broth. Y'all, you know, I bought coffee filters last week, and y'all, they were on sale this week, so I just went ahead and got another one of those. Y'all, I got a couple more bags of that Asian sesame solid. It's so good. Y'all picked up some Kraft sharp cheddar cheese and some hot habanero cheese for the tacos. Y'all, I got another bar of that Pepper Jack cheese that I'm gonna put in with the taco meat. Y'all picked up a can of the crushed tomatoes. Got a couple of onions. Got some more of the strawberry cream cheese to dip the ginger snaps into. Y'all, I picked up a couple of packages of the sliced mushrooms. You know, I put that in my chili. So I'll be doing that. And y'all, what else did I do? Y'all, I picked up about 3 pounds of ground meat to make the tacos. Y'all, I spent a lot of money. Y'all, I spent $97.57. But y'all, I saved $53.08. Yes, be pretty, and we're having tacos. And y'all, then I came home and put all my provisions away, and y'all, then I was off. To get in my nipple walk, close my nipple size ring. By the way, that Hendrick called me a slacker because I was 800 meters short of 6 kilometers, which, y'all, I that's Mexican talk. I will say that Hendrick was 6 kilometers short of 6 kilometers because, y'all, I'm telling you, he's bedridden. Ready? But anyway, put my provisions away, got my nipple walk in. And y'all, then I sat out on the veranda for a little bit. Came inside, y'all. I've got me a cup of or a insulated mug of that good spice tea. it's steeping right now while I'm recording the little show. And y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, be pretty. Y'all go run through some more of these number one fan entries. Y'all, Ken from up there in the Connecticut, he and his husband sent me a Grandma card. He says, "My dearest Big Fatty, I'd like to be entered in the number one fan club contest because with the prize money, I could get a new car." And LOL, love you, Ken, in Connecticut. Well, Ken, you're dreaming. Y'all, that Patrick Plain, you know, he's up there near Woodhaven. He says, "Big Fatty, I've been with you 13 years and your 20 minutes makes all right in the world. Would love to be your number one fan. Thanks for all you do, Woodhaven." Well, Patrick Plain, thank you so much. Y'all, that Peter G, you know, he used to be on the Lotsel. He says, "It should be me. After all the contributions to quality gin and tonic consumption by recommending the good Peter G tonic water, I mean, really now, love that Peter G. P.S. I await my number one fan coronation packet from BFO headquarters." Big Fatty, don't. Checks in the mail. Just remember that. So is your coronation package. I see y'all, let's just see here. Y'all want to close out with just a couple of little things here. Y'all, Granny sent me something. today. And, you know, then I saw that Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee, posted it on the Twitty, and so did that Peter G. Y'all, it's breaking news, I tell you. It's China's zero tolerance COVID tactics now include anal swabs. Big Fatty, do they have to sit on a special chair? Well, I don't know. We're going to look at it here. It says China's ramping up efforts to neutralize the colonial virus as new outbreaks challenge the stringent pandemic policy, with another weapon added to an arsenal of border curbs, mass testing, and hard lockdowns. Big Fatty, this sounds like a pwn. Y'all, anal swabs. Well, there's no nationwide policy on the use of the technique. Some residents in China's northern regions, where more than 1,700 cases have emerged, have been subjected to the swabs with little warning. Big Fatty, it's kind of like checking your prostitute. Yes, this method involves the insertion of a saline-soaked cotton swab about 2 to 3 centimeters into the anus, with the sample then tested for active traces of the virus. Big Fatty, more than 1,000 school children. God, it gets worse. More than 1,000 school teachers and children were given anal, throat, and nose swabs last week. Big Fatty, with the same swab? I don't think so, but anyway, it says on Monday, passengers on a flight from Qingchang, the capital of Jilin, to Beijing, were told to disembark after officials discovered someone from an area deemed as high risk was on board. They were then brought to the hotel, where the workers took nose and anal swabs. Oh, Big Fatty, buy a plane ticket, get your anus probed. It's true. People arriving in the Beijing are given anal swabs, some woman said that she was told to do the swab herself. Big Fatty, y'all, they say that this is a new detection. The virus can last longer in your butthole than in your respiratory tract. Big Fatty, it really is the colonial virus. It is. So I know that Minnie and Pride 48 would welcome an opportunity for an anal swab. Big Fatty, it will be. You know, Big Fatty, Squeaky Gentleman Caller, he's excited that get some action. Okay, we got it. Thank you for calling. Okay, the Squeaky Gentleman Caller wants an anal swab now. Yes, Big Fatty. Oh dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday. Y'all, you can prepare for your anal swab with a Big Fatty with something latex. Well, yeah, latex will work too, but that's much larger than a swab. Oh, Big Fatty, you can swab big old things in a big old roast beef curtain. Big Fatty! Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the Mr. Tim Kumal Show. And Tim, I thank you for promoting the number one fan contest, and tell people what they can win.
Congratulations on being drawn out of Big Fatty on Colostomy Bag.
Hi-yo!
Better to be drawn out of than to be left in there. Vulgar.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.